Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People will say, of course, this was the year that a 16 beat a number one.
Here we
now, go. Going to Virginia, they were off from the very beginning, and you could tell it. Now, my assessment of UVA, and I get this a little bit from some of the things that Coach Bennett, Tony Bennett, said after the game. He maxed out his players. Because they asked him, could your guys have done more? He said, I got everything I could from all of my guys. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you without telling you, our guys aren't great. But as a whole, they play fantastic. And I think as a whole, that's every one of their guys that they play with, six, seven, eight, however deep they go on any given game day, they can play perfect. You take one little piece out of that perfection, it crumbles. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it felt like. They felt out of sorts at the beginning of the game.
Yep.
Come halftime, when these second half adjustments always favor Virginia. You always see it.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like this. So 21-21 at the half, I'm like, all right, dude, we're right where we need to be.
Were you really feeling totally confident?
I was feeling like...
You knew you had a game.
I knew we had a game. But in a game, Virginia destroys you in the second half. You end up missing 15 shots. You end up, you know, being frustrated. And coming out of halftime, my belief was that this was going to be a typical second half for the University of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It was as atypical as you could completely imagine. UMBC got hot. They couldn't miss a shot, and Virginia looked lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I can chalk it up, not with anger, not with, you know, disappointment, but just the reality. Virginia as a whole was... when all their pieces, including DeAndre Hunter, who obviously missed the tournament, when all of them were working well together, you couldn't beat them. And we saw it. You can't discount 31 wins and two losses and an ACC regular season and ACC tournament championship. You can't just toss it away because they lost to a 16 in the first round.
I got you.
But you can look at it and say, man, they truly exceeded any type of expectation that was out there for them, and they did it to perfection. But as soon as they lost a piece, it could have been Kyle Guy, it could have been Jack Salt for all that matters. It could have been Mamadi Diakite. It could have been any of these guys. One guy goes down, the whole crumbled, and we saw it. And it's rare because it doesn't usually work like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly how I interpret it.
Okay.
Most importantly, and this, I think this is the most important thing I'll say. And I hate that it's Virginia. I really do. And I hate that it's Tony Bennett, because he's now on that short list of best coaches never to have gotten to the Final Four, along with Sean Miller and a few others, right? But if there was going to be a number one that lost, I'm kind of glad it was Virginia, because they handled it the right way. There is something about humility and grace and dignity and being able to stand up to your failures just the same way that you stand up to your successes. And not a lot of, I don't know if a lot of fan bases, a lot of student athletes or anyone associated with the program would have handled it the way that Virginia handled it. And it's maybe it's not unique, but I feel it's unique.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because there's a sense of disappointment, but tempered with ease with how the season ended for them. Now, it sucks, but I'm not screaming in anger inside. It's an odd feeling, and maybe it's just because how I was brought up, or maybe it's because, and I think this is more likely the case, just like we tell you this cliche about athletes taking on the persona of the head coach, I think fan bases, in some regard, take on the persona of the head coach as well. His reaction becomes your reaction.
Mm-hmm.
His reasoning becomes your reasoning. And Tony Bennett makes it okay for us, and that makes it okay for Virginia to have historically been the first team to ever lose to a number 16 when you're a number one, especially number one overall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.